Chapter 6. The leash came loose. Nurse Riley hadn't secured it well, and the pull of Andres's involuntary flying had set it free. Andres found himself floating up, 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 until he rested against the painted dragon on the room's high dome. He looked down to realize nearly everyone was leaving. They were trotting merrily off, exiting the great hall in a noisy flurry of hunger and excitement. Even Nurse Riley and Bax. Andres called for Marigold and Willa, the last two in the room, but they were deep in conversation as they walked out of the great hall. "Well, hello," Andres said to the dragon painted on the ceiling. The dragon was silent. "Guess it's just you and me then, huh?" The dragon remained silent. "Just me?" Andres had his back pressed to the ceiling, just like he naturally did when he was off his leash. At home, when he wanted to move around, he often pressed the soles of his feet to the ceiling so he could jump down and grab a piece of furniture. All the furniture in his house had been bolted to the floor so that he could use it this way. Holding on to the bolted furniture, his feet would fly up, but he could reach an apple from a bowl, get a book he needed for his homework, things like that. Andres tried it now, jumping off the ceiling of the great hall. He hoped to grasp the top shelf of a large and heavy bookcase. But the ceiling was so high, he couldn't get anywhere near it. The only thing he could reach, just barely, were the exposed beams that extended along the length of the great hall's ceiling. He had to jump 4 times, but finally he was able to grab one of the beams with his hands. It was round and thick, and his body whipped around it, as if he were a trapeze artist. The world flew by so fast that it was a blur. Andres let go, rocketing face up to the opposite side of the room. This time, the front of his body came to rest against the ceiling the way his back usually did. He flipped himself over and jumped again. This time, he was ready. He swung around the beam on purpose, letting go just in time to send his body hurtling toward the eastern wall of the room, feet first. He bent his knees to cushion his impact as he hit the wall. Then, with a powerful shove, back he zoomed. He flung his hands above his head and grabbed the beam once more. He swung around one-handed this time, extending his legs in a straight line. Bouncing off the wall, he held himself on the beam with his feet floating over his head. It felt great. This kind of magical gymnastics? He swung so he could push off the wall again and jumped with his knees and chest together, forming a tight ball. He bounced off the wall with his bottom as he'd planned. The impact made him laugh. "Ha!" he heard, and panicked. Someone else had laughed as well. Someone standing on the floor below. Then came more laughter from several someones. Andres floated to the ceiling and looked down. There were 4 kids he had never seen before, 2 boys and 2 girls. The kids from the other school had arrived. They were wearing white shirts and blue school uniform jackets. Drat. "Don't stop now," the taller of the girls said. Andres cringed. He hated the way the students with typical magic at Dunwoodle School made fun of him. Some of them, anyway. Would these kids be the same?
"Did we, like, mess up your flow?" the tall girl asked.
A quick glance told Andres that she wasn't joking. Her brow was furrowed, and she was chewing on her lower lip.
"What you were doing, so cool," she said.
The others nodded.
"Are you? Oh gosh, this is going to sound rude."
"What?" Andres asked suspiciously.
"How old are you? Are you like a high schooler who's just,
short?"
"Not that there's anything wrong with that. We can't help what size we are."
The girl flung out her arms.
"Look at me. I'm extremely tall."
"I'm 10, Andres said.
"I'm 10 too, said the girl.
She wore wire-rimmed glasses, and rows of tight brown braids framed her face, which was almost exactly the same color as her hair. She did indeed tower over her classmates.
"My name's Phoebe," she said.
"I'm Andres."
"We can only go 3 feet in the air," said Phoebe, gesturing at the kids around her. "And we're just learning to change directions quickly and to play flyball."
"How did you learn to do all that? Where do you go to school?"
"Dunwiddle."
"I'm majorly impressed," one of the guys said. He was white and shrimpy, the opposite of tall Phoebe. "In fact, I might say my brain exploded just now, watching you."
Andres couldn't believe it. These kids thought he was a good flyer. An amazing flyer. And maybe he was, in his way.
He easily went way higher than 3 feet. He knew most fifth grade flyers couldn't do that. Flyers also got tired easily, and Andres flew with no effort at all. He even flew while sleeping. Now he had found ways to swing and flip in this wonderful high-ceilinged room. It did seem like some amazing possibilities might be opening up. But what these new kids didn't know was that Andres couldn't get down. The small boy waved.
"I'm Tip, by the way." He held out his hand as if to shake.
Andres sighed. He couldn't hide it. Others could pretend to be typical, at least for a little while. But he never could. Plus, Andres had been brought up with manners. He couldn't leave Tip there with an outstretched hand. He jumped from the ceiling to catch a beam. Then he scooched himself around on the beam so he could jump off it toward the floor. He leapt and got just low enough to shake Tip's hand. Oh, no. Tip didn't weigh nearly enough to hold him down. They rose together, Andres's feet over his head, his magic pulling Tip up, up, up to the ceiling.
"Superlative," Tip grinned, looking down at the floor over his shoulder. "I have never been this high except one time when I took a flying taxi service."
Andres's mind was racing. He couldn't keep holding Tip's hand forever, but Tip couldn't fly above 3 feet.
"I'm scared I'll drop you," said Andres. "Your hand is getting sweaty."
"Just cruise back down and release me," said Tip happily. "It's cool. Sorry about the sweat."
"I can't," Andres confessed.
"What?"
"I don't go down. I can't go down."
An expression of understanding crossed Phoebe's face below.
"Oh, you have wonky magic."
Andres nodded.
"Only we don't say wonky. It's more polite to say different or unusual instead. Or upside down."
Phoebe flushed.
"I'm sorry, I didn't know."
"Don't drop me," said Tip. He sounded anxious now. "What are we going to do?"
Phoebe floated up 3 feet. So did the two other flyers.
"I think you should push off the ceiling to one of the beams, and from the beam toward the floor," Phoebe told Andres. "We'll grab Tip. If that works, we'll try to grab you, and maybe all three of us can keep you down."
And that was what they did. Andres pushed off the ceiling, then off the beam. He passed off Tip to Phoebe and her friends. As soon as Andres let go of Tip's hand, gravity worked on Tip just like it did on the others. He wobbled unsteadily for a moment, but Phoebe helped him regain his balance. After that, he floated 3 feet up, very nicely.
"Can you catch me now?"
Andres called down from the beam.
"We can," said the boy who hadn't spoken yet. "I'm Tomas, by the way. But I was hoping we could watch you fly a little more, like with the flips and stuff."
"Me too," added the other girl. "I'm Lark."
"You really want me to keep going?"
said Andres.
"I'm just getting the hang of this, so, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing."
"If you don't mind, I think we'd all like to see what you can do," said Phoebe. "Then we can help you get down. How will you get to the cafeteria?"
"We have to use this leash," said Andres. It should be okay as long as someone heavier than Tip holds it.
Cool, said Phoebe. I can do that.
The other four flyers sat cross-legged, 3 feet off the floor, leaning back on their hands and looking up at Andres as he practiced. He jumped off walls and swung around the beams of the great hall, playing with his reverse gravitational pull.
Man, you're going to be famous one day, cried Phoebe. The whole world is going to know who you are.
I'm going to tell everyone I knew you when, said Tip. I'm going to say, he shook my sweaty hand. That guy flew me up to the ceiling when I was only 10.
Andres wasn't sure, but for the first time since his magic had come in, he did wonder if his magic might be more than simply inconvenient. The exhilaration tingling through his body? It made him feel powerful.